Hi, babe. I'm in the kitchen. Hi, cutie pie. Hey. You're so cold. You must be freezing. I know, it's really nice in here. Did you get everything? And the batteries for the electric keyboard? Did you get that too? Oh my god, thank God. Oh, you're seriously a lifesaver. You're my hero right now, do you know that? Thank you. I was so sure that it said batteries included when I bought it. I mean, my God, I don't even want to imagine the look on my nephew's face when he realizes that he can't test his Christmas present until he gets home. I mean, all hell would break loose. I do not want to be responsible for that. Thank you. But you know, whatever happened to all the batteries we had anyway? I mean, I swear we just bought some. Yeah, that's true, but that just accounts for two of them. Unless. Babe, is there perhaps another present under the tree that needs some batteries? Maybe. I like the sound of that. You didn't have to say anything. I know that look very, very well. I do. Oh, it's a toothbrush. Yeah. A toothbrush. Can I open it? I know it's not Christmas, but you could wrap it up again later and give it back to me tomorrow. In the day after that, and the day after that. I promise to act very, very surprised each time. Oh, yeah? Oh, you better. You better make it worth the wait then. You know that is just me. Ah, okay, you. I finished wrapping up the rest of the presents. And oh my God, come, 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 in here. Look, what do you think? Yeah? I mean, you're not just saying that, right? Because this is really important. And you know that. My family is super, super weird about this competition. And every freaking year, my sister-in-law wins the best decorated gingerbread house. So, I decided to make it extra, extra. You know, I use cotton for the fake snow. And I put some in the chimney so that it looks like it's, you know, there's smoke coming out anyway. I made a little thinner. And I tried making a reindeer. What do you mean, where there? Yes, that's a reindeer! Oh my God, you're making me nervous. Can you not tell that it's a reindeer? It has the horns and everything. Guess I'm gonna have to remake that one. Well, the prize is bragging rights for a whole year. Yes. Yes, seriously. No, that's a great price. I mean, wouldn't you like to be able to say, at least I know how to make a bomb-ass gingerbread house every time you want to end a disagreement? It's a damn good prize, babe. Okay. Well, you love me anyway. Promise, right? You want to sit down for a bit? I mean, you've been running around like crazy today. We can heat some of the glug up. I mean, you got that right? You think so? Okay. Well, I guess we're gonna find that out. We can heat it up and then we can light the Christmas tree and we can light all the candles and we can just, I don't know, just cuddle up on the couch. I'd like that too. There we go. 1 cup of hot glug and raisins, cinnamon stick, everything included. Well, I told you, it's essentially heated up red wine, which it doesn't sound that delicious. Okay, I know. But you add all these different kinds of spices, and it's actually really lovely. You don't have to make it with wine either, but I don't know why I like those, because wine. Oh, I can't do the raisins and such. Like, that's. I ate. Okay, confession. I ate way too much gingerbread dough. Like, I can't do any more sweets right now. Well, I had to try some of it to make sure that it doesn't taste like crap. So, mine is just plain. But, you know, if I change my mind and I want something sweet in it, maybe you can just put your finger in. I know you didn't ask for cheese, but. Come on, babe, you're spending Christmas with me, okay? Me. And there's something about this holiday that just makes me like extra, extra cheesy and mushy and, oh, I don't know, cuddle crazy. come here. Cuddle bun. Come lean on me. You know, glug is served best with cuddles. Yes, it is. Thank you for being here. Yeah, but it must be scary too, you know? Being in a different country, away from everything that's familiar. But I promise you, I'm gonna take care of you, okay? And we're gonna make this like the best Christmas ever. We're gonna have so much fun, babe. We will. I'm gonna teach you how to make a classic Swedish julbord. Lots of Christmas food. We're gonna make snow angels outside, meet the family, hand out Christmas presents. Well, we don't really, the adults in my family, we don't really swap gifts like that. And to be honest, okay, so the kiddos get Christmas presents, but as adults, we each buy one small thing, and we play a game of dice where we essentially play for each one of the gifts, but everyone ends up with one each, and it's nothing fancy. It's actually meant to be, you know, like really silly gifts that pretty much nobody wants. Yeah. Okay, well, so you put all the presents on the table. And like I said, there's one present for each person. And then we have a dice. And we each take turns rolling the dice. And if you get a number one or number six, then you get to take a gift. And then it goes around until everyone has gotten one. And then for the second round, you go around and roll the dice again. And if you get a one or a six, you get to swap your gift for someone else's. Yeah, that's the second round. And on the third round, we open the gifts and then we play another one where you can get the opportunity to possibly swap presents. Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Last year I got pea soup and toilet paper. It was all in one package. Convenient, right? I'm not kidding at all. I told you, they're meant to be like silly, stupid gifts. But, you know, considering the times, that was actually not a terrible gift at all. I mean, you know, because the aisles in the supermarket for canned goods and toilet papers and such, they were pretty empty. Yeah. So all things considered, might not be the worst. Though I'm not a fan of pea soup at all. What else gonna happen? So my brother is probably gonna play Santa Claus. We always have one person dressing up like that. And likely he's going to excuse himself right before and says that he needs to go out and buy the newspaper. That's always like the code word for for everyone to gather around the Christmas tree. He comes back in his whole Santa outfit and with the ho 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 Merry Christmas and ask if there's any snälla barn, which means it's all, that all the kids been good, you know, do they serve their Christmas presents? Yeah. And then we hand them out and oh my god. The look on the faces of all the kids whenever they see the Santa, because, you know, the younger ones don't realize that it's my brother, you know, and that mask can actually be a little bit horrifying. Yeah, you can just see the eyes, really. And yeah, it's a weird looking Santa mask. So some usually watch in pure horror. Some are so excited that they like jump up and down and it's just adorable. Oh, and some of them, of course, try to rip off the mask to see who's behind it. It's really cute, actually. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's gonna be a good day, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, how do you like the Glögg, by the way? It's all right. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want something else? We can go and like make hot cocoa or something if you like. Are you sure? Okay. Are you sleepy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a long day. I know. How about we take a little nap then? And when we wake up, we can sort out something for dinner. Okay. Let's put these glasses away then. Come on. You. I love you. We saw Dad today. I love you a lot. You know that I actually think I love you more and more every day. And do you know that this might be the happiest I've ever been? I do mean that. It's all because of you. Love you too. I do. Now close your eyes for a bit, okay? Sweet dreams. Mm-hmm.
That's all I want, you know? And make you happy. And that means the world to me, you know?